This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands of local people and some aid workers scrambled to flee the Congolese city of Goma on Thursday after officials said a second volcanic eruption could hit with little or no warning. 31 people were killed on Saturday evening when one of the world's most active volcanoes erupted, sending a wall of orange lava streaming towards the lakeside city of about 2 million people, destroying 17 villages on the way. The lava stopped just 300 meters short of Goma's airport, the main hub for aid operations in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Much of the city was spared, but hundreds of earthquakes have since destroyed buildings and opened cracks in the earth. Many people Thursday headed out of town on foot with huge bundles on their heads. The United Nations says houses abandoned last weekend have been looted. Around 3,000 houses were destroyed in Saturday's volcanic eruption, and more than 20,000 people left homeless. At least 40 people are still missing. Israel's recent barrage of deadly airstrikes on Gaza might be war crimes, the UN rights chief said Thursday, adding she has seen no evidence the attacked buildings were used for military purposes. Michelle Bachelet voiced deep concern about the surge in deadly violence earlier this month between Israelis and Palestinians while addressing a special session of the United Nations Human Rights Council. The health ministry in Gaza says Israeli airstrikes and artillery fire killed 253 Palestinians, including 66 children, and wounded more than 1,900 people in 11 days of conflict. Bachelet called on Hamas and all armed groups to refrain from the use of indiscriminate rockets and mortars. This is VOA News. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei on Thursday urged Iranians to ignore calls to boycott next month's presidential election after several hopefuls were barred from running against ultra-conservative candidates. Iranians are set to elect a successor to President Hassan Rouhani on June 18th amid widespread discontent over a deep economic and social crisis. The exiled opposition has for months ran a campaign on social media networks calling on Iranians to stay away from the polls using hashtags and versions such as hashtag no to the Islamic Republic. His declaration comes a day after Rouhani said he had asked the Supreme Leader to intervene to ensure greater competition in the presidential election. Rouhani is constitutionally barred from running for a third consecutive term. A record 57% of Iranians stayed away from legislative elections in February last year after thousands of candidates, many of them moderates and reformists, were disqualified. Mali's interim president and premier have been released, a military official said Thursday, 3 days after they were detained and then stripped of their powers in what appears to be the country's second coup in 9 months. The release met a key demand of the international community but fell far short of other calls for immediate return to civilian government. Family members say the two men have returned to their homes in the capital, Bamako, although the circumstances surrounding their release are unclear. The transitional leaders had been tasked with steering the return to civilian rule after a coup last August that toppled Mali's elected president. But in a move that sparked widespread diplomatic anger, the two were detained on Monday by army officers who were apparently disgruntled by a government reshuffle. Australia's second most populous state of Victoria will enter a one-week COVID-19 lockdown, forcing its nearly 7 million residents to remain home except for essential business, as authorities struggle to contain a highly infectious outbreak, as according to Acting Premier James Merlino. Contact tracers have identified more than 10,000 primary and secondary contacts who would need to quarantine, test, and self-isolate, adding that number will continue to grow and change. The fresh cluster of infections in Melbourne detected early this week swelled to 26 on Thursday after 12 new cases overnight, while the number of virus-exposed sites rose to above 150. And an employee who gunned down 8 people at a California rail yard and then killed himself as law enforcement rushed in had talked about killing people at work, his ex-wife tells reporters on Wednesday. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.